Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to my Zen Post-Op Life, Episode 4. For those new to the podcast, my name is Jonathan, and this podcast basically entails my story of recovery after my motor vehicle accident. For those returning, welcome back. Fun fact, I enjoy long walks on the beach. I don't know why that's important, but I realized it the other day when I was sitting. So, there you go. But in all seriousness, I apologize for not being able to do any podcasts lately. I have been just so busy with rehab and exercise that I literally have no time for much of anything except for sleep. You know, the saying goes that idle thumbs are the work of the devil. I wish I could idle my thumbs because literally I have no time for anything. You know, I started a new physical therapy and I'm extremely excited to see what this new therapist is going to help me with. And I just recently started going back to the gym. And man, does it feel good to go back to the gym. Being able to be in control of something as simple as being to dictate how long I'm going to be on the treadmill makes me feel so much more independent. You know? And I'm walking a lot better. I'm walking so much better now. It's actually becoming quite natural for me to walk. When before I used to think to myself, left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot. Now it's just walk. And yeah, I still have a slight limp. But a gangster lean never really hurt anyone, right? But I am so motivated right now. Every day I go to the gym, I want to push that much harder. I want to push out that one more rep, that one more set. Is it easy? No. Is it a lot? For me, it is. The other day, I was at the leg extension, and there was another one right next to me. And this little lady just sat right next to me and started cranking out some serious reps. Like, it was impressive. And I thought to myself, way to go, lady. Way to show off. Right? But it'll come with time. There's a saying that the wolf climbing the hill is always more motivated than the wolf at the top of the hill. And I think it's true. Because I want to advance. I want to get stronger. And I am. You know, the hardest climbs lead to the greatest views. And I am a big believer in that. So, every time I go to the gym, every time I go to therapy, I'm just going to crank as much as I can out of my legs, out of my body. Because it's going to be worth it at the end. This new this new rehab location that I'm going to has made me want new goals. While my old therapists were amazing, they were great. And they got me to where I am now. This new therapy place is going to let me dictate what I want. He asked me, what do I want to get out of this? And I told him, I want to be better than I was before the accident. I want to run faster. I want to squat more. I want to bench more. And it's going to be hard. And it's going to hurt. But I'm not going to stop. Every degree that they have to move my leg back, it's going to suck. But I'm going to do it. New goals. Definitely. New goals that I have for myself. Not just physically, but mentally. I just recently got a new pair of Mala beads in. And for those who don't know, in many yogic and Buddhist traditions, prayer beads or mala beads are used to meditate. And when you get a new set of mala beads, you're supposed to impart a goal for yourself. I remember when I got my first pair of mala beads, I named them Serenity because that was my goal. And it was in the beginning of my practice. I would count with them when I meditated. I would wear them all day. And that every time I looked down on them, it would remember to be serene and accept the things that I can't change and change the things that I can change. And during the accident, I lost them. For many people, when your mala beads break or they go missing, it's a sign that you've broken the cycle. You've broken a chain of samsara, which means the cycle of pain and pleasure. And I believe it. Because since those mala beads broke, the amount of serenity that I feel is amazing. I'm no longer wondering what ifs, just what is. So, with these new malas, I've set myself a new goal. Compassion. That's what I've named them. And hopefully, they will teach me a lesson just like my last ones did. You know, sometimes we set goals for ourselves just to set them. Just to say we have a goal. But what does that goal really mean to you? Is that goal really for yourself? Or is it for someone else? Do you want to be in this field because you want to be in this field? Or is it because someone told you should do this because it does money? And it's respectable. I don't think that's worth it. I think anything worth doing should be done because you want to do it. Your goals are yours, not someone else's. And these are my goals. To get stronger. To get faster. To have more compassion. So some may seem like they're simple goals. But to others, they might seem impossible goals. Only you dictate what is impossible and what's possible. So hey, don't be afraid to set a new goal. Don't be afraid to work for them. And I'll see you in the next one. Hit that. Don't forget to share and don't forget to hit that favorite button. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.